Right, and that's super difficult, I think, to determine. But from the households that we have assisted to receive benefits, it makes a world of difference. We have a lot of families that are currently working and just not making enough to feed their families for the month. So we look at other avenues that can help them. They're going to utilize our food pantries in our at our community agencies, as well as participate in the SNAP program. The whole reason for the change in the SNAP program, because it is a supplemental program to supplement what the household can already bring to the table. So for some households, that's their total support for means of food. But when they have SNAP benefits, it does free up cash, you know, to help pay the rent, to help pay the child care. So it does free up additional dollars.
Gotcha. Right. No, so that's a distinction that you're not just talking about a lot of households who are people who aren't working, and this is just yet another kind of welfare-ish public assistance. This is supplemental to people making maybe not enough money to meet all their needs, as you mentioned before.
Correct, because we're looking at 87% of the families that we work with are employed. They're just underemployed.